Yeah, we have a very interesting agenda. Let me just one point I owe Chaim something. We spoke last week about the pot of palms, which is basically you cut down the tree and you take out the center. It's a very delicious food. Someone asked, why is that a question of baltashkas? Cutting down a fruit tree is a law of the rice of baltashkas. So one answer, which is not the correct answer, would be, well, if it's worthwhile, if it's beneficial, if it's financially beneficial, it would be mutter. That's the Gemara says such a concept. If you cut down a tree and you derive a benefit, it's worth it for you, that wouldn't be baltashkas. But there's another factor when you're dealing with cutting down fruit trees, and that's the serious issue of Yehuda Chassid. He also strongly urged people not to cut down fruit trees, not to cut down fruit-bearing trees. That would not be mutter even if you have a benefit. But I think the proper answer to your question would be, you know how to cut down a fruit tree unless you use it for achila purposes. In the heart of palm, that's the achila purpose. You're not going to eat the lulav, I guess the dates you don't want to stick around for that. But apparently that's considered the achila purposes, which would not be considered a question of baltashkas. That was just not really the issue of today. What? Yeah.
On the bottom verse.
Yeah, I'm a little bit dumb. That's what I was talking to.
Right.
How do you do, but the Yehuda Chassid would still be a problem. Yeah, Pashtay. That's the more I meant. That's more above a comma. Above dumb is mutter. In other words, if it's worthwhile, much someone asked me, he has a bungalow colony and there's a baseball field. He wants to cut down a few apple trees because of the baseball field. Mitzarek Gemara it's mutter. But if Yehuda Chassid, it's very serious. That's why there was a tree in, there was a shul in Flatbush, believe it or not, that had, this one I was ever saw, is that true? Yeah. And it's kver in the Flatbush, they kept the tree in there. That would zikhav be mutter like this taish, this Gemara, more of a dumb. So it's a little difficult.
Even if you're getting enough from it,
right.
The fact is if you cut it down, you'll get less enough.
Who said?
Keep it up, it could be
who said? But you like this palm? You're having more hana and achilo, right? Right. So it regrows every year, every so often. In fact, someone said that's why the heart of palms are dhamma, because it's like a banana. It constantly. Yeah. Okay, today we have a very beautiful sugya. Actually, it's two different sugyas that are really intertwined. The Gemara over here speaks about something which is a bit surprising, which has very many nafkaminas. We know that the Gemara says, "Akaiseis es achita mevarach aleha bayir pi adama." You take a kernel of wheat and you chew it as it is. Pashit, that's the pashkas. You make a bayir pi adama. That's taflamet zayin. Tachna, it's right in the middle of the yomit. Tachna afa ubishla. If you then start to grind it, you bake it, you cook it, then it's a question of hamaitzi or mezaynis.
Chewing means
swallow, right? Yeah. I mean, Rashi says it's kaisa, it's chewing means not derech achila. Rashi has a kamaishi, but Rashi. Yeah, obviously. Yeah, no, what it means, usually kaisa means not the normal way of eating. That's the Rashi all over. Rashi here is a kamaishi. But anyhow, who would ever eat a plain chita? Why should a person want to eat a plain chita? That doesn't seem like a smart thing to do, right? But today, this is a very common question when it comes to puffed wheat. The sugar puffed wheat, there's different types of cereal, granola bars. Granola generally is falls within this question. Now, let me explain just a little bit of the facts. Someone eats a plain chita, he makes a bayir pri adama, right? And why should that be? Which child doesn't know that on wheat products you're making mezaynis? So where did you get the bayir pri adama? So that's the sugya that we met. The Torah in the beginning of Reish Ches explains something receives the bracha of mezaynis because you're getting more benefit. In other words, you take a plain chita, it's adama. If you make it better, if you make it into cake, into cookies, into lakshin, into cereal, into farina, because you elevated it, you made it into a better food, you processed it, you made it into a better food, the bracha also has to go up. Therefore, inherently, A chita is a bayar pri adama because that's what a chita is. A chita is a bayar pri adama, period. A chita, a kernel of wheat grows in the ground. That's pshat in the Gemara, kois is a chita, you make a bayar pri adama. But let's say you take the same chita and you make it into a better food. Cake, cookies, lakshin, as I said. The better food receives a better bracha, and therefore the bracha has to be a bayar mina mezainis, because you're deriving more benefit. Dr. Tor, let's say you make it into an even better food, the best food, which is bread. That's the mainstay of a person's diet. The brach is hamait. Now, that a little bit of information is very vital, speaking about today's puffed wheat, and I'll explain that. Puffed wheat is not cooked, period. Puffed wheat is not baked, period. That's the metzias. The Gemara over here says, if you have the plain chita, it's adama. Tachna, afa, bishla, you start to process it, then the bracha changes. Okay. Now, puff wheat is right in between. Puff wheat is presumably, it's a whole kernel of wheat that's not cooked, it's not baked, and it's not ground. It's not tachna, it's not afa, it's not bishla. Okay? So puff wheat is right in between over there. At first glance, puff wheat should be a hadama because it's not a kernel of wheat that's cooked, baked, or ground. It's not processed. That's why Rav Moshe and Atshuva in Chelek Dalet, Simen Mem Dalet and Mem Hei feels that puff wheat bracha is a bayar pri hadama. Simple application of this Gemara that unless you process it, the bracha remains hadama. Why is it that there are paisim? Rav Moshe concedes that he can understand this das, that on puff wheat the bracha should be a mezainis. Now, just a little bit of information. In Eretz Yisrael, apparently, I mean, I wasn't there for many years, but apparently the puff wheat, I don't know, is called shalava. That's the name of the puff wheat cereal. And it's a very popular cereal. In other words, in America, there are probably over 100 different types of cereals. In Eretz Yisrael, the shalava cereal is a very basic cereal. That's what it seems from the Paiskim. There are Paiskim that feel that why is it that this chita, it's adama, but if you make it into a delicious food, it's a mezainis. What's the difference? What's the logic of the difference? Because no one eats plain chita. You want to eat plain chita? Go ahead, it's adama. You're not eating it properly by eating a plain chita. You made it into cake, into lakshin, you made it into a very important food, oh, you gave it prominence, the bracha goes up. Shalva, puffed wheat, especially in Eretz Yisrael, but even in America, is a breakfast cereal that's used by regular, normal people. You're not misusing it, you're not abusing it, you're not taking a kernel of wheat and eating it. Puffed wheat is a regular, normal cereal. In fact, they say in Eretz Yisrael, it's like the main staple for breakfast. So therefore, why can't puffed wheat have the maila of mezainis? It's not cooked, it's not baked, who cares? Now, the truth is, how do you make it? You don't eat plain puff wheat. Puff wheat, the way it's eaten is it is puffed in an oven. You put it in a tremendous popping oven. It's very important for Rice Krispies also. It's heat, plain, it's not even heat, it's the wrong word. Dry heat, steam. And it's in a gum chamber. And the intense heat that's contained makes things puff. That's puff wheat. We'll soon see Rice Krispies puff rice the same way. It's not with the medium of cooking. There's no water. There's not even much steam. It's a dry steam. You ever go to a sauna? Imagine that intense heat in a small area with a vacuum pack is going to cause things to pop. It's possibly the unusually intense heat that causes the item to pop. So halachically, puffing is not cooking. That's why Rav Moshe felt it's not cooked. So therefore, it's not adama. The Paiskim that feel it's a mezainis feel it has the same effect, it has the same end result, so who cares the technicality if it's actually cooked with the medium of water? What's that? It's fully processed, it's fully prepared, and it's eaten in a normal, regular way. So why shouldn't it not get the regular bracha? You're not abusing it, you're not misusing it. Lamaisa, the Velt makes a hadama. And the reason is simply because hadama yizichi yaitza. Right? But you make him a zaynis, it's not so posh to yaitza. Okay. The bracha achrayna on any puffed wheat or any wheat cereal b'chlal is also difficult. Here we have to look to Tosfos. Tosfos Daf Lamed Zayin questions what bracha. Let's see. Akoy tischit you make a bar pi adama. Fine. What bracha is the nach bracha, the alamichya or the benching or the like? What's the nach bracha to pasuit? Zok Tosfos. Well, adama is the right bracha, right? But what's the after bracha? This is Chamesh Min Adagam. This is from the Zion Minim. Why shouldn't it get the regular bracha? Ala Michi v'ala Kakala. Ah, you made a Hadama. So Taisus, so what? Or, alternately, Taisus says, why don't you add those that word? But why shouldn't you give it a better bracha than just a Bar Nefashis? It's wheat. It's satiating. It's filling. So Taisus is in this quandary what to do. Maybe make an ala michya, because it is from the chameshes mina, from the five kernels. So Taisus goes back and forth. Taisus is not sure what to do. Maybe he should make its own nusach. And Taisus concludes, therefore, you should eat it only taich suda. In other words, which is, I guess, a bit difficult, eat it during the bread meal. And as a breakfast, I used to recommend, you want to have puff wheat? Wash. Which really defeats the whole purpose. Okay. Now, but that, and the Shulchan Aruch records this. And that's the problem. The Shulchan Aruch records this, that this Kaisis Chitim, the bracha is Hadama, undoubtedly. And Kaisis, and the Shulchan Aruch concludes, HaTaisis Nistap V'yivarchu L'achar Bracha Me'ein Shalesh U'lekach Kaslu Shenachol Shulay Lechol Ela B'Sai Chasuda the Yifterenu Birchas Hamazon. That's in Reish Ches Sidon. Why should it make a difference?
It's more of a fine food.
A better food. You see, I think all agree that the food is prepared. It's just lacking the technicality. What's that?
Sugar is edible.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Chita Kli is also edible.
How do they get the sugar on? They bake it on.
It's afterwards.
Yeah, it's
right. Yeah, once it's a little moist. See, there are certain things that the Metzius are very helpful. We'll see arise even more so. But that's why this puffed wheat, it does not really, is not halacha brura that it's a hadama, but a Moshe feels it's a hadama. There are those that make a mezainis, that's certainly an acceptable minig, and then the bracha would be an alamichya. Now what do you do, lemais, if push comes to shove, you didn't wash, because you don't want to wash. No one wants to wash your breakfast anymore. So the Mishnah Berurah says you make a bar nefesh. That's the bottom line. So puffed wheat is a hadama bar nefashis, the minig to make an alamichya, or of course the mezainis is not a minig, which is wrong. So both minhagim we could understand. Sure. I don't know who said it's a chiyuv. If you have a chiyuv to make an alamichya, you have a suffix. Like yeah, you don't know if you made an alamichya. I don't know if this is alamichya. Right. A suffix is yes, a good question. Why don't we say it's a suffix and alamichya? If you have a suffix, if you made alamichya, so benching is zich have to bench over. Some say alamichya is like benching. Why don't we say you have a suffix if you make an alamichya on the puff, we should make an alamichya? The answer, I believe, the suffix doesn't really begin. I mean, it is a suffix, but suffix. What? What's that? That's right, aravadechir. You made adama, so how can you say it's aravadechir? If you ate and you ate your full and you don't know if you made an alamichya, fine. If you ate and you don't know if you had even a share, maybe that's also. But this you didn't make step one. Like many places, you're holding by adama, so it's not a suffix. Good question. The answer is that the ma'aser the Tosfos sanctions eating it. He doesn't. They don't eat it. Right, and the lashon is tight. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch for nothing.
If you do bench mezuzah,
right?
Are you going to take
that shachrit mezuzah? A pasuk is probably his bread.
Yeah,
it's definitely filling. It's definitely very nutritious. It has all the milas.
So you would be
okay. Yeah, sure.
You
he's deciding the status of the kernel of wheat. Maybe. Maybe.
What is
1 second. Maybe you're right. I mean, the truth is it has all the nutrition. Probably a little, right? So it does have the Pashachas quality. Again, if you would ask me without looking at Rav Moshe, I would have also thought to make him a Zionist.
That's why do you not have to wash you? That's also incorrect.
You
can take another Zionist and
another Adamo. But I'm talking about Al-Nichya. Oh, you have a Shir Al-Nichya?
Whatever.
Okay, fine. You could do that, but then you die to them drink. Right. He's right. You can make an Al-Nichya. That's true. Right. That's a good point.
That's who he's washing on bread.
Yeah.
Washing
on Ben-Gedi. Yeah, I mean, what he meant is...
You can't make it today.
No, you can't eat just wash just to have a piece of bread just to make it a tuffle. Yeah, they have to have a kazayis, whatever. Yeah, that's what he feels like. Yeah. Mr. Brewer says if it comes with lamais, you should make a burner fashes.
What is the bracha flying? Is the bracha flying related to bracha rishayna?
That's the suffix of tesis.
Is it a separate entity from the Brahma
Shaina? No. Generally, it's connected because there's no question about it.
It's not only connected, and it happens to be that your Brahma Shaina is correct, so it follows that the Brahma Shaina will be correct.
Correct.
Since you don't know if the Brahma Shaina is correct, does the Brahma Shaina have anything to do with the Brahma Shaina?
Generally, it's always related without a question. Okay. Here we have an Adama that is much more chashav than an Adama. Oh, rice is the next thing. I even brought a. This is from the encyclopedia. It's very helpful.
Rice is a raya that the bracha
is. Correct, but for a totally different reason. Okay. Now let's get to rice. Just one more point. What's that? The Mishnah Berurah says, let's say you ate a bowl of puffed rice, whatever it is, you make it. No. Make it
Barnafash.
With puffed wheat? He doesn't talk about puffed wheat. He talks about chita kluya. That's the mechaba. Reish chaz dalet. The mechaba speaks about chita kluya being adama. Chita kluya is definitely adama. That's the Gemara. Hadama and bar nefashas.
And that's what we go with?
That's what we go with, I think so, yes. That's, you're safe to go with it. Correct.
Granola bars is the same?
I'm going to get that. Granola bars is, in a certain sense, better, and a certain, I mean, better words. I mean, I'm not, has a maila and has a chisard. Granola is sliced, right? You don't have a whole kernel, right? So it's in a certain sense, it's like the Gemara over here. You learn the Gemara that it's chopped into half, quarter, fourth, right? Chilkum, different ways of cutting the things. So that's a very significant form of processing. So granola bars is made of sliced pieces of wheat. Now, that's why it should be a mezainis. To give you a very perfect mashal, if you ever make your own, what's it called, Quaker oats, with cereal, you put water or milk, whatever you put in, those are thin slices of oats. That's basically granola, I mean there are different types, but the granola bars use slices, pieces of the chita. Therefore, conceivably, it could be better because it's cut. Okay, it has that mile of the Gemara says that cutting makes it a processed food. The chesaron is it's not even cooked at all, it's not even baked, and some granola is not even steamed. That's the catch. The granola is actually stuck together with the honey or whatever ingredient it may have that holds it together. So in a certain sense, granola bar is worse than any other food because it's not cooked or baked. Now, but that's how Belsky feels to make Adama and granola bars. He's the OU, and that's the sack for the OU granola bars. If someone was going to bake the granola bar, which I guess is possible, if someone was to bake the granola bar, then it's a wonderful mezainis. It's not whole, it's chopped, and it's also baked. Okay, so that's one point as far as that. The question of rice, again, today has many more applications than we had in the times of the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, so it's really worthwhile to study this carefully. Rice, bread,
hadama,
unless it's baked.
Baked.
Again, no, I mean the granola bars that they sell, the oh, if it has flour, then it's off the flour. They don't have flour. See, it's very hard to say, especially with the tape, you know, who knows what's going to change. But if it's not, if there's flour added, if it's there, depending on the Eldavik or not. But granola bars of Belsky Fields is Adam. Adam, correct. Okay, and a burner fashion. Now, rice today includes rice, brown rice, rice cakes, rice cereals, rice snacks, and Crispix is my favorite, as you'll see. We get to that. It's all because of rice. Now, rice, I mean, at least I'm a little more in touch with the people that, you know, with Hilchos Brachos. Rice, you will hear people swearing. One person swore to me that his minig at his house, he makes 3 brachos on rice. Are you serious? Yeah. And you mean you make 3 different foods? No, I make a mezainis, hadama. I think what? Yeah, okay, you should be. he makes 3 brachos, 2 of them brachos batala. But now there is, unfortunately, if he would say barmin mezainis and al hadama and barishakam vayizak, they're not supposed to say, you know, like that type of nusa. No, he swore to me. Okay, fine. Now there's much merit to this person's mistake. He's just off by one, you know. Yes or no, he's off by one. Yeah. Well, he's, you know, he's pretty close, you know. Now, this is an absolutely fascinating inyan, so let's try to finish it. Sometimes you have a lot of questions, like we have today. You have to clear a big, penetrating hakira, a thought-provoking question. This is no question. This is one simple question I want to be matziah today. What in the world is rice? Let's go. Is it adama? Is it a mezainis? Is it a shakel? How do people make... And you should know something... There are people that will not make mezainis on rice. And in fact, the greatest of the poskim, Magen Avraham, Taz, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, Mishneh Berurah, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, feel you don't make a mezainis on rice. Again, I don't want to disturb the peace, but that's the metzius. And I want to understand this properly. This has also added benefits because we're going to hopefully touch base with other sugyas that rice affect. Someone asked me this. This is very common today. Kiddush Makom Suda goes to shul at home. He's on a diet. He doesn't want to eat a piece of cake. Rice cake. It's the best alternative. Are you yait to kiddush makom suda with a rice cake? You have to eat rice in a sukkah. People that, you know, have to work, they don't have access to a sukkah. They want to have a decent lunch. Rice is a great alternative. You could have chicken with rice. You could have rice. I mean, there are many options. Yeah, that's a relation with sukkah. Hilchos kashrus. There are many issues. Pesach, that's right. Okay, Pesach is a major issue. So all this, I think, we could understand with not a hakir even, a simple question: what is rice? Now, I've heard these ideas, which get me a little nervous because it's all obvious. Rice like a mushroom. What is that supposed to mean? Rice like a mushroom. A mushroom, you make a shackle. Why do you make a shackle on a mushroom? It doesn't grow from the ground. It grows from the air, from whatever. There's no shackles. You could say svaras. To quote the encyclopedia, I studied 2 of them. This one is the Compton's. I saw the better one even, the one they have upstairs. They have a great library upstairs, by the way. From a distance, rice is in a field, resembles wheat or rye, but on a closer inspection, it has drooping heads of rice. This plant grows about 4 feet tall.
Rice?
Rice, yes, correct, rice. What do you see on the floor? Okay. I'll explain that. I did my homework. That's a good question. Rice grows just as 4 feet is a mighty high plant. Okay. Once you have a 4 feet tree, a 4 foot tree is a vadevar priate. Nothing to talk about. Okay. It looks like wheat or rye. In fact, that's why some don't eat rice. We'll soon see. But anyhow, the way it grows on a stalk, which is like they're 4 feet high. There are different ways of, there are, in fact, you're not going to believe this, there are 8,000 varieties of rice, okay? In the Philippines alone, there are 3,500. So that's why you might have seen, now the way to grow it is in these water, it grows much quicker, it grows on the ground, in these water, it's called water paddies, if I'm not mistaken, that helps it grow much faster. Okay, it grows mamish almost submerged in water. The field is flooded by 2 to 4 inches of water, and the soil is thoroughly stirred. Okay, that's the way it grows much quicker than just growing it on these plants.
So 4 or 5 feet under the water?
Or without the water? No, if you want to do it the right way, this is a much quicker way of doing it. But this right, this water, there's a name for it. It must be another encyclopedia. Okay, I saw they had a special name for it. But anyhow, that's really irrelevant. It's definitely a plant. It's not a mushroom. What is the shayla? Okay, so that's the good question. Really, it should be a hadama without a question. Because it doesn't have to be planted every year. It doesn't survive the winter. It's lighter.
In terms of height.
Right. In terms of height, it should be an eighth. But since it doesn't survive the winter, you have to constantly replant it every year. It's like a banana, it's like a pineapple, like a strawberry, and all these type of things. The Gemara, in fact, says something a bit strange. Okay, the Gemara is a little Lamazayim a little later. Hakaisis esa oyres mevarach alav bayir pri adama. Tachnai afayu bishlay. And the Gemara goes to the whole Arichas. The Gemara says it over here. The Gemara continues a little later. The Gemara seems to say that rice, oyres, better yet, oyres is adama. If you process it properly, it's a mezainis. Okay? Fine. Oh, no, I want to get to that. 1 second. So if I'm going to tell you right now, rice, oyres is a mezainis, finish. There's nothing to talk about. If you process oyres, you prepare it, and you eat it, it's a mezainis without question. Why, Taka, is that so? Why should that be? Oyres is not from the Chamesh Minadadam. So the Rosh and our Sugya Simen Ches is very, very helpful. I'm not going to read Lush, and I want to move on. Zakti Rosh, rice is not Chameshes Min Yedogam, but it has a tremendous maila that it's a very, very important food. Now, just again to quote from the Encyclopedia, because it's really very fascinating. The staff of life, which usually refers to bread, for fully half the population, rice is the staff of life. I read up about this. There were times in history that rice was the mainstay in all around the world, not only in China. And it was much more than wheat and certainly of corn. Corn is recently a new type of achila. But rice always and historically was the staff of life, as the encyclopedia calls it. And that was the metzias. That's why there were so many thousands of varieties and thousands of ways of preparing it. You read this, it'll be fascinating. But that's really the material. Rice always was the staff of life, the mainstay. Zok derash, oivazoi. Why is mezainis mezainis? Because it's the ik of the diet. Rice is the ik of the diet. So that's the hezbo zok derash, why rice gets a mezainis. It's not a mushroom. Someone told me, well, it's like a potato, and some people make a shakal on potato. The rechayim is no shakal. This is fact. It's a plant like wheat. It looks like wheat. But it's not chameshes minim, so it should be like a regular tomato. But since it's very, very filling, the bracha should be a bayrei minim mezainis. Zok derash, but don't forget, it's not fully like chameshes minim. It's not chameshes minim dagam. What bracha achrayin do you make on rice? Why? You gave it the status of a mezainis. So the rush says it, and it's pashit. The bulk of Alamichia is all about Eretz Yisrael. It's not only Alamichia v'alakakala, it's all about Eretz Yisrael. And rice is not from the Chamesh Mini Dagan, so therefore rice doesn't have that maila. So rice is one maila, it doesn't have the other maila, and therefore the bracha chayin is the bar nefashis. Good. Where did we get Sveikis? Why are there Sveikis? It's very, very simple. Unfortunately, it's too simple, in fact. And the Gemara says, Oyriz is a mezainis. Klar. Daichin is questionable. You learned the Amud Beis. Daichin is questionable. The Rishonim. Daichin, whatever Daichin is, leave that vague for a minute. Daichin, the Paiskim say, could be a mezainis, could be a Adama, and could be a Shakal. That are the various opinions. Now the question is, Oyriz is mezainis. What does Oyriz mean? So I'll say, who doesn't know? Oyriz is rice. Rashi doesn't feel that. Rashi says Oyriz, and Rashi teaches the word Oyriz, milu. No, I'm sorry, mil. And Doichin is panis. Yeah. Well, mil, really some say is like millet. Oh, right. Okay, good. And Doichin is panit. And incidentally, I want to say before I move on, the encyclopedia, both of them, and this I checked this in two of them, the name of rice is Oryza, Oryza. That's the species that's really what the commonly cultivated rice plant is Oryza. Okay? Keep that in mind, please, okay? It's unbelievable. Anyhow, fine. According to Rashi, we made a terrible mistake. According to Rashi, millet, what you feed the birds, is in the Zainais, and therefore Barnefashes. Doichen panitz, which presumably is rice. Taisus says that. The yesh mefarshim raizu, that oiriz is rice. Ulahai pirs taisus daflam etzayim, the maskal Rashi. The yesh mefarshim raizu. Ulahai pirs yesh tefarish the doichen hainu mil. Zok taisus, Rashi is mistaken. Oiriz is rice and doichen is mil. So now we have a major problem. According to Rashi, rice is could be mezainis, could be adama, could be shakal. And millet is declared mezainis. According to Taisus, punkt fakert. Now, of course, as we know, Taisus is Taisus, but Rashi is Rashi. And based on that, and again, this is unusual, I've never seen something so common that so many Paiskim are not convinced. This is the Magen Avram, the Taz, the Rav, the Mishnah Berurah, the Kitta Shulchan Aruch, all say, we don't know what to do, Rashi is Rashi, better make three brachas. Wait, now what does that mean, three brachas?
Three,
one mezainis, hadamah, and a shakal, and then you can eat your rice, kazuntahet. Nobody, and I really looked, no one says make three brachas, that's ridiculous. But the three bracha recommendation is what the Taz, Magen Avraham, Kitzah, Mishnah Berurah, Tom told me that Kleisha lived in the Kitzah so many years before the Mishnah Berurah. So that's why you'll ask all the Yidden, European Yidden, they're not going to make him Zaynus Hamas.
But
One second. Let's. Of course. You don't become his patient, do you? Okay. So that's for sure. No, you know, people. Not, to my knowledge, not. What do you mean? It's different. It's not like this. It's okay right now. No, that's not the issue. If you read it later, you'll see it's an amazing thing. Why? It is the rice of Bar Piyadam, essentially. It doesn't grow in the water, it grows in the ground. It's just the water helps. Why do you ask a much better question? And this, I'm keeping a patent for this idea, by the way. There is a way of perfecting the kosher mezainis roll. How's that for a business venture? If you grow wheat in a hydroponically, many places can say that would be a mezainis. That I might. I don't have to be right. That's true. You're right. But it's not the. It can't be the regular hamaytu lechem in the aretz, because the hydroponically grown is not an aretz. So they say it's adama, that's a question. But anyhow, you're right, what you're talking about theoretically, I would like to get to that. That's a little later on in the period, but that's a good point. But I don't think that has bearing on rice, because rice grows essentially from the ground. The water just hastens the growing. So I don't think that's an issue. It's very scary almost that all the big poiskim say you should make this, try to avoid the issue because of this question. Why is it that we make a mezainis on rice comfortably? And that's our minute, and there's no question about that. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Vilna Goyen. The Vilna Goyen says, rice is a vadim mezainis. That's what he says briefly. Mishnah Berurah is afanart and reish chesed zayin. And Shulchan Aruch, I don't have Mishnah Berurah in front of me, but Mishnah Berurah says that. Why? Now that's also very interesting, fascinating. Also, the Sefer Maaser Rav HaShalem, which records the Minhagim and of the Vilna Goyen, when he speaks about rice, he says that the Goyen set out to figure this out once and for all. What is Oyez and what is Daichen? Who's right, Rashi or Taisus? He proves it from a Mishnah in Bava Metzia Daf Lamed. The Mishnah speaks about if you give someone Tvua to watch, and naturally there's a lot of loss, mice eat it, whatever, depending on the... And after a certain amount of time, you're allowed to deduct a certain amount that inevitably gets lost. And the Vilna Goyen experimented, and from that Mishnah, which the contest, Oyuz and Daichen in that Mishnah, I guess you can't understand if you understand the Mishnah, but he proved conclusively that Oyuz is rice and Daichen is millet, period. And the Mishnah Berurah himself writes in the Din Hakdama that by him the Vilna Goyen was Kodesh HaKadoshim, his sacrifice was final. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah feels that on Oyuz, the bracha is mezainis without a question. If I may add, I don't know how much of a raya this is, But the name oiriza, that is the proper name for rice, is very similar to oiriz. So that might be somewhat of an indication that oiriz is taka rice.
Orzo
is lakshin. That's a generic name.
Is it just
a
name from that?
Yeah. Well, so yeah, Orzo is sorrowful. What is it? It's a big deal. Sure. I'll tell you something very interesting, okay? I once spoke about... Sure. I'll tell you something. This is a, you know, I once spoke about the fruits. Maybe Dr. Sugi will have to get to him, Yet Hashem. What's the classification of fruits and vegetables? How high? You know, that Sugi. So I said, incidentally, this is a few years ago, kiwi was starting to become very popular. See, kiwi, I think, is how many? 20 years ago, I don't know if you ever heard of it. I said, kiwi is really called a gooseberry. That's the name. Okay? It's a regular berry. There's no suffix in the world. A kiwi is a berry priate. It's a gooseberry. It's a berry. Then I said, like, you know, almost very, like, parenthetically, if there's no shaila that a kiwi is a eight. And that the name is gooseberry. It's called, in fact, a Chinese gooseberry. Okay? Where did the name kiwi come from? So I guess, I said, you know, just my guess. But it makes sense to me. Someone wanted to make a lot of money. And kiwi is a beautiful fruit. It's beautiful. It's helpful. It's tasty. It has many usages. Go market. They have a wonderful, it's called the Chinese gooseberry. You know, no one's going to even try. So someone thought of a catchy name. It's an elegant name. You know, it's kiwi, it sounds great. But that's it, what?
Exotic.
That's right. It is exotic. And it has an exotic name, so it will... Someone came up to me after this year, just read it in one of the papers, I think it was the Times, that an irreligious lady, not to say she wasn't religious, but she was a Jewish lady from Los Angeles, is the one that made millions on this Chinese gooseberry. She found out about it, she gave it the name kiwi, and she's still enjoying the benefits of it. Okay. So, the name does not indicate anything, okay? He's right, probably orzo, wow, you know, whatever it is, but orzo has no status.
What's that right?
Yeah. Well, of course, it's supposed to make. It's supposed to look like rice. Because again, rice has going to. What? Yeah. Pilaf, all these things. Right, sure, rice pilaf. Right. Incidentally, Ayesha Belsky ones, on the inside, the flavoring is no hechsha. Rice pilaf has a hechsha, the flavoring not. So he told me, first of all, it does have a hechsha, but the nothing packaged by OU. If it's one package, everything in the package has to have a hechsher. In other words, in the olden days, we used to have to throw out the chewing gum from the baseball cards. In those days, if the baseball cards would have an OU, you could eat the chewing gum. No, it's a new policy. It's very interesting. Yeah, that's the implication, right, the prize cereals. But we don't have to suffer. See, we have to live with the serious nervous. But as kosher as baseball cards, well, I guess the gum was no.
It was smell of rat.
Right? Yeah. Why is it? But anyhow, that bothered me because I looked at the thing and it has many ingredients. It's not just a bland type of. And he said that that's not a problem. That's the question as far as rice is concerned. If someone has the minig, and again, I would say this, and I said this, you know, once before. If someone says rice is mezoinis, and that's it, that's disrespectful to Gedalia Paiskin. Am I going to Avram, a Taz, a Rav Shukmarav? The minigah oilam is to make a mezainis. If someone wants to really be mahadir, he will make bracha on different things. If you find a yid today that makes a shakal on rice, he's doing the right. I mean, the Magen Avraham says, if you can't make three brachas, make a shakal. It's not way off track, chas v'shalom. This is as far as rice is concerned.
This is the case.
Oh, I'm going to get to that. One second. I'm going to get to that. Now, rice has another major issue, which is important for us. Are you a Sephardi? Yes, you're a Sephardi. Okay. For Sephardim, it's much less of an issue. The Mechaba, and you know, whenever I speak, I always mention the meaning of Sephardim, because that's important. So if I ever forget it, please point that out. The Mechaba speaks about rice, and the Mechaba says something that's a bit alarming. I mean, the Mechaba, actually, the Ramah, I should say. HaKais is the Ayur Mevarech Olav Bayer Pi Adama. The achar barina flushes in bishlay. If you cooked it, you make a mezainis, right? The Ramah adds atche nismaich. Ramah is in reish chesid zayim. If you cooked it until it was nismaich, until it got squashed, then you make the mezainis. The Ramah is qualifying the Mechaba's words. The Mechaber says, if you cook rice, it's a mezainis, finished. Cook rice, it's a mezainis. The Ramah is adding a clause. It has to be cooked and partially disintegrated. That's the proper taich. If it's plain, whole cooked rice, the Ramah says, it's not a mezainis. The Mechaber seems to feel cooked rice is a mezainis, period. And that's the way Yevi'oi Mechelik Sestim and Chavdei says, the Sfardim, who follow the Mechaber Shita, cooked rice is a mezainis, period. However, the Ramah says, and again, his clause is Achen Ismayich. Cooked rice is only a mezainis if it gets squashed, if it disintegrates, if it partially falls apart. And that's the major issue with cooked rice. In other words, let me be clear. If you take rice and you make a rice kugel, it's a vade mezainis. Rice pudding, vade mezainis. If the rice are whole rice, whole kernels of rice, loit the Ramah for Ashkenazim, the bracha is a bayir pri adam. Now that's alarming. We just came out rice and mezainis. I never heard of this, and it's good you never heard of it. We have enough mistakes in the circulation. Why is that? And again, this is an extremely important bit of information. I thank the Chachmei Umas Ha'olam. To make a long story short, my rabbi say, me and you have never seen a whole rice. Even if you cook the rice for a few minutes, you like it hard and crunchy and crispy, gesunte hate. We have never seen a whole kernel of rice. Okay, unless you're into health. Let me read again, and this is important for all of the other issues. Rice is enclosed in an edible hull or husk. Okay, I give a mussel. Perfect mussel would be, and I'm using this mussel because I want to understand the question of brown rice and etc. Picture a peanut. Okay, what broth is peanuts?
No.
That's right. Peanuts has the shell, the outer shell, okay? The light brown shell. In the inside, you don't have just a peanut, you have the red shell, okay? You have three parts to a peanut, okay? Wheat and rice. This negates to wheat and rice, that's why I say this. Also has basically those three same parts to it. The inedible hull or husk is the outer shell. No one eats that. Okay? This hull is removed in a process called milling. Okay? Now, that milling consists simply, it's done in a hand-operated wooden mill. Anybody, me and you, could do it. What's left after this milling is a light brown color, which is caused by the presence of rice germ and several bran layers. After you took off that shell, which like in a peanut is a shell, you're left with a brown colored rice. Ah, brown rice. Keep that in mind, please, okay? That is what we know as brown rice. Okay, we'll have to come back to that in a minute. But this process is a very primitive process that me and you could do. White rice is obtained by subjecting brown rice to additional abrasion to remove bran layers. Okay, did I say that in English? Was that good enough? In other words, it's a very sophisticated process. The abrasion means rubbing against it, and that removes the bran, and you're left with white rice, mazel tov.
Is that dash, actually,
right? It's a form of dash. Yeah. Initially, you take off the outer shell, that's certainly dash. So in rice, you have the outer shell, no one eats, then you have the brown part, the bran, and then you have the rice. White rice zucked in the Chavetz Chaim rice is already. He quotes it from the Gadim on our Siman. Our rice is never whole. Now, what does he mean? Why is it never whole? Because we don't eat rice with the husk. We remove it. And therefore, our rice is always nismayach. Is never shalem, is always whole. It's always not whole, I'm sorry. Well, I'm being vague for a good reason. Okay, the Prima Gadim says this, the Mishnah Berurah of Paskins, like, relax. The question of rice is not really negated to us, because our rice is never whole. We never saw whole rice. Azayz of the Mishnah Berurah quoting a Prima Gadim. Therefore, you always make mezainis, regardless of what the Ramah says. We like Sfardim. We Sfardim make a mezainis because it's cooked. We make mezainis if it's not whole. Our rice is not whole, so leave me alone. No problem. Okay. Now, therefore, rice, the bracha is a mezainis. Now, here's the catch. This is the catch that I've heard this, and it's, again, it's one of the mistakes which has a little truth to it, but very little truth to it, okay? Brown rice is Adoma. Now, is that true? 98% of the time it's not true, and only in 2%. And again, this is that I was magged in this information, because everything's going to start to fit in like a puzzle. The Sefer of Zaysa Bracha, in the back, Birurim Siman Yud Chesed, you want to see it, he discusses rice thoroughly. And this is a contemporary Pesach who knows the Metzius. He says, and I researched this, and this is the fact. The fact is, brown rice was always eaten by people. The white rice is a very, very expensive, a very tedious, and a very costly processing. Brown rice is much, I don't want to ruin your appetite for brown rice, for white rice. Brown rice has so much more nutrition. It's unbelievable. Okay? It's much, much healthier. So brown rice is healthier, it's easier to produce. And he proves that the Prima Gadim and the Bir Alocha, and listen to this, that said that rice is unquestionably a mezoinis, was talking about brown rice. It's whole, it's not whole. So therefore the bracha is brown rice is a mezoinis. Because brown rice is the rice that was processed and is not whole. The Vezayis HaBracha in Simen Yud Ches. It's a Heintike Paisik, he's an American boy that moved there to Israel, American Tamachach moved there to Israel, and he did his homework. You can see, he knows what he's talking about. He proves this from the Prima Gadim. He has three proofs, which I don't want to get into because I want to get to the Halach Lamaisa. But it's fascinating that brown rice, it's certainly white rice, is a Beferish of Prima Gadim. The Bracha is Bari Mina Mezayis. Now, if you're going to wonder, which I also did, so 1 second, I don't get this. Brown rice is easier to make, it's healthier. Right? Why is it more expensive? No, I always wondered that. Much more expensive. Well, yeah, why is it? If you have to add, if they add some nutrition, they, who cares? They skip a process. They skip that abrasion process. And I ask people in the business, you know what the answer is? You won't believe it.
Supply and demand.
Exactly. It's amazing. Supply and demand. No one wants, because brown rice is very, is not as tasty.
My 1 liter
soda
is more expensive than
2 liters. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. But this is healthier. I'm down from a little bit. It's much healthier. You want to read it, you can see. And it's less processing. But it doesn't pay for them to market it. It's unbelievable. A little bit. It's much healthier and it's much. It's of course less chemicals of the like. Anyway, this is not a business class. Let's move on. Now, so therefore.
Yeah.
Wild rice?
Wild rice.
No,
it's
same.
Where's wild rice?
It has the black,
as I'm saying.
One second. That's a good question. There is one time that rice could be a hadama, and that is the health food brown rice. Now, what changed?
It's the whole kernel.
That's exactly the metzias. Without the hull.
Without the
outer hull, yeah. Yeah, you want to do it?
Yeah, right.
I don't know how you're going to eat it. That's your own risk. That's the Metzius. I'm not telling you speculation. The health food that you have, what you get today, brown rice that they market, is all processed. It's all whole. The health food brown rice, I don't know what you want to do with it, is Adama. Finished. Because it is the whole, maybe I'm assuming what, I don't know what this wild rice is. I don't know Metzius. Okay. I'm sorry I didn't do that much homework. Okay. Now we have the Metzius, let's go through the various cases. I think it should be very, very easy. Rice is unquestionably a mezainis, like the minig at least.
Well, based on the grill.
It's based on the grill. I would definitely speculate, and I think I'm right, before the Mishnah Brura popularized this psak of the grill, most people, like Mechal, the Magen Avraham, Taz, Rav, and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Alizades probably, did not make a mezainis so easily. Now, if you ask me, can I follow the Vilna Gaon and Mishnah Berurah? 1,000%. Tom told me this many times when I speak to Rav. Mishnah Berurah was our Pesach. That was his words. So that's, you know, but the minig definitely changed. I'm telling you right now. The minig that the old Yidin had, they made a shakul or three brachas. The minig is mezainis. Let's not confuse ourselves, okay? The Aruch Shulchan also discussed this. He comes at also more that we should make three brachas, but he proves it. I thank you for mentioning it. I had a note of lashon. The Rav Chishuch in Atzif Chav Beis says that Oiriz, that Nisnafech, whatever, he's also a little concerned about the Shita of the of Mazinus. That's so convinced. Let's see, take a look at Atzif Chav Beis. Therefore, rice and brown rice is a Mazinus. Let's keep it like that. If someone makes three brachas on other foods, Baruch Hashem, he's doing what many places can recommend. Okay. Rice, as far as rice cakes, again, rice cakes, there's no question about the Messiah. Rice cakes is made, some of them are made from brown rice, some from white rice, that's irrelevant as we see. Rice cakes is a whole rice, whatever the whole rice means. It's put in this very hot process and it puffs. That's a major problem some place can feel because it was never cooked. Tachni, ofni, you didn't do anything. You didn't cook it, you didn't bake it, you didn't do anything. So why should it be more than a regular kaisis esoiri that's a bayir pri adam? Many significant daily apais can feel on rice as a bayir pri adam. Rice cakes, you know, it was not cooked. It's puffed. Abelski heard from Rav Moshe that on rice cakes, since the puffing process achieves whatever you want it to achieve, it does everything to it, and it makes it a very good food, and it's a wonderful food, you can make a mazinus. Yeah, okay, good, that's my next point. So why is puffed adam and puffed rice cakes? The answer is because the rice sticks together. It's not a whole kernel anymore like puffed wheat. You ever see puffed rice cakes? It's all clumped together. So it has that maila over chita kluya, and therefore the bracha is a bayir mina mezainis. That's as far as puffed rice, again, Ari, thank you, puffed rice is a hadama. Because it's not cooked and it's the whole rice. I mean, whatever the whole rice means. Rice cakes is a mezainis. Good. Rice in products. In other words, stuffed cabbage and rice with chicken and fricassee and all these things. Do we say automatically it's a mezainis because kol sheyesh mechamesh mina dagan and mevarach al habayir mina mezainis?
No.
The answer is absolutely not. Because it's not chamesh mina dagan. Who says this? The Rush. The same Rush that we mentioned earlier, the Rush that says, well, rice is in between, it doesn't have the Maila. The Rush says, you don't make an Alam Michya, and you do not give it the dominance of Kol Sheyeshbun. So if you have a rice mixture, what bracha would you make on it? Whatever's the Ikka, whatever's the, doesn't make a difference. Okay. Rice, as far as Hilchos Brachos, as we see, white rice, brown rice cakes, puffed rice in product, whatever the Ikka is, there's no ikka automatically of rice. How about rice in other areas? So very briefly, can you use rice to kiddush b'makom suda? So our first reaction is, well, you need a mezainis. You really need bread. A mezainis is also good, so how could rice be an issue? But then I'll say, wait a minute, that's true. We use wine, like many paiskim. So if wine is good, why can rice be good? Zavta Bavadi Yosef in a beautiful tshuva, he discusses this question at length. It's a big chilek, because wine at least has a miyichas. It's from the, it's yayin, it's the shivas aminim. So his ma'afsak is you cannot use rice for kiddush makom suda. Better would be, of course, even cake, and even wine is better because it doesn't have the maila, so you can't be used for kiddush makom suda. That's the accepted minute. Hilchos Pesach is a very interesting mitzvah. Sardim eat rice.
Some,
that's right. And some, why don't we eat rice?
Exactly.
That's right. And you know why, who says that? To quote the encyclopedia, from a distance, it looks exactly like wheat. I mean,
it's two separate industries. You have the rice industry and you have the wheat industry.
Correct, but in if Chazal made it very, the Issa Kitnius is a very chamadik Issa. We're not going to tamper with that. No one dare tamper with that. But interesting, the minig ashkenaz not to eat rice is mamish. Not that we need a raya, but that was the mitzvah. And you have to understand something. We're talking about hundreds of years ago. Rice was the staple of food, so it was very confusing with wheat. So therefore, the minig of Ashkenazim is not to svar them. Some do and some don't, but you can understand it. I want to finish because I'm almost done. Let me finish. Okay, to eat rice, you have to have it in a sukkah. Can you eat rice out of the sukkah or like mezainis that you shouldn't? And also, if you do eat rice, you make a leishiv sukkah on it. Does it have the maila of mezainis? Nobody that I asked, no one that I found says rice is chayiv in a sukkah. it's filling. Okay, but Chazal said something that's chayiv in a sukkah, mezainis. I have not yet, other places, I looked. No one has told me for sure. So I would believe that it's rice. It has the regular quality of vegetables, not like mezainis. If someone is stuck out of town or in work, he wants to have a good lunch, the best option would be rice because it's filling. It's very filling, but doesn't have the chasaron of chameshes min hadagim. As far as kasha is concerned, is there then a bishulakim or pasakim by rice? So that's the mefarish of machab. The machab in Kuf Yud Beis writes, there's no issa of pasakim by rice. If you have a rice bread, many people today are allergic to wheat, rice bread is very popular. So if a guy makes it, is there the issa of pasakim? The machab says undoubtedly no, there's no issa. And the hezbollah is very pashut. Because rice is not bread. But so then he adds, and it's also not bishalakum because rice bread is not oila shulchan menachem. It's mechab and kufiyat base. Thank you. It's not bishalakum because it's not oila shulchan menachem. In other words, the implication is obvious. The Chacham Zadim says so. Let's say rice would be oila shulchan menachem. It would be bishalakum. So if a guy cooks rice for you, rice is definitely oila shulchan menachem. It would be bishalakum. Rice bread is the exception because rice bread is not oila shulchan menachem. Crispix cereal, I'll leave it for next week, but it's a fascinating Indian. It's 50% rice and exactly 50% corn. That's the way it's made. What bracha you make on Crispix? Rice checks is vadim mezainis. Why? It's right, it's cooked, thank you. If you have a rice cereal, rice farina, all these things, if it's cooked, it's vadim mezainis. Thank you, I forgot to mention that. Rice cereals that were cooked, processed, the only exception was puffed rice, which was never cooked. Rice, the crispix is 50 corn and 50 rice. The question is, there's no rice, there's no ikiv atafel. I'll say it's rice, the mezainis takes the bracha, that's not true. So therefore, rice crispix is a wonderful question, I want to discuss one more about Arisus, but the bottom line, till next week, the crispix is a shackle. It's not a mezainis, it's not two brachas, that's certainly not. Crispix would be a shackle until we discuss more about Arichas. Thank you. Have a good day. What? It was cooked. Sure. But it's half rice and half corn. What's the ikka? Rice chick is all rice. So it's a mezainis. Crispix, you ever eat crispix? He was out there.